If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information or give us a call at 949-415-6718 to talk about stress relief, meditation, coaching, classes, and everything that's going on at Om. So today we're going to talk about two narratives for life. Is life really a story we make up and we can make it either a good one or a bad one? Or is life predetermined? Does it just happen to us and we're innocent victims along for the ride? You know, we can tell any number of stories about our lives, but generally there are two basic narratives. One is positive and one is negative. We can look at our lives from the point of view of what's wrong, or we can look at it from the perspective of what's right. Very often when I'm caught up in the what's wrong story of my life, first I sit down and I breathe for a minute. And then I begin to notice all the attachments and the expectations I'm coming up with to convince myself of how wrong things really are. I continue to breathe for a bit, and then I try to let those attachments go. And then I write the story out from the perspective of what's right. It really has a big effect on me because it allows me to see that space where there's another truth, another side to the story that can support me rather than conspire against me. Now, in traditional Buddhist teachings, there's something called a basic truth. And one of the basic truths is called dukkha. And dukkha means life is suffering. Now, if we took that literally and only from the what's wrong position, we would probably give up before we even get started. If we look for an opportunity to let go and even think about what's right about suffering, we can see it as an opportunity for freedom and happiness. Now, how does this work, you might ask? Well, you have to look at the ingredients that go into suffering. Expectations, attachments, resentment, hatred, aggression. I mean, even saying the words feels sort of painful. And put into action, they can cause enormous suffering to ourselves and to others. Meditation is a practice of being aware of what's happening in the moment. And if we feel the suffering because of what's wrong, we can notice where the roots of that suffering are coming from. If we're focused on our expectations that things should be different than the way they are, that can really cause us suffering in this moment. If we can see that we're attached to an outcome that we just can't seem to make happen no matter how hard we try, well, we can see how this causes us so much unhappiness. And we can see that in essence, as long as we have these attachments and expectations, we're causing ourselves to suffer. What if we just try to sit there, feel this dissatisfaction or anger or regret? Are we willing to bear the burden rather than try to get rid of it like a hot potato? We can always say to ourselves, okay, this is how I feel, but it's because I'm attached and it's because I have expectations and I want a singular outcome. And finally, with that new perspective, we can learn to let go and just open up to what's possible rather than what we want to happen. This is the freedom and the happiness that this basic truth of suffering or dukkha is talking about. We can see clearly that we talk ourselves into the unhappiness, and we can just as easily let it go, at least for a minute. And the more we practice letting go, the better we get at it and the more we can sustain it. When we meditate, we have this opportunity to enter the discourse of our minds as a bystander or an observer, where we can point to the absurdity of our attachments and expectations, and we can say, hey, that's all it is that's causing me to suffer, and ask ourselves if we can let it go, even just for a second, and rest. Now, the resting place is what becomes so satisfying, that place where every possibility exists if we can just stay open to it. And meditation is a way to cultivate the open space of resting where the possibility resides in all of us. It's like a natural pool of happiness where we can dip into it and sort of float along. So today we're going to practice together to notice our attachments and our expectations and notice how that feels if we feel like it's suffering. And with each breath, practice letting go and just floating around in the pool of happiness and freedom that is our birthright. So find a comfortable position. I like to have a cushion behind my back if I'm sitting in a chair, or I sit towards the front of the chair and let my feet be flat on the floor. If you like to sit on the floor, I suggest you sit on a cushion. You want to be comfortable, and it's better if your hips are up higher than your knees. Let your hands rest in your lap. And you can put them in Zen mudra, in a meditation position if you like, where one palm rests on top of the other and your thumb tips are touching. Make a little space under your armpits, lengthening your spine, relaxing your neck by lowering your chin just slightly. And then take three deep cleansing breaths in through the nose and out slowly through the mouth. Nice. Do two more of those. In through the nose. Blowing out nice and slow. One more. These three cleansing breaths are preparing your mind and body. They're kind of like the doorway into your meditation. So it's good to practice doing them each time you sit down to meditate. And then when you're ready, you just let the breath flow in and out of your nose. And let your mind really observe the air as it goes in and out of your nose. You can feel the coolness as it comes in and the warmth as it goes out. It all kind of feels like it's happening at the same time, and there's all these currents of warm and cool air right in front of your face. Feel the air against the skin of your face. Maybe your neck or chest are exposed, or your arms or your feet. Really just tuning into the way the air feels against your skin. And for a couple of breaths, let your mind label the breathing. So you're tracking it with your mind, and your mind is saying, inhale as you breathe in, and exhale as you breathe out. I'm repeating this a couple of times. And that's a good way just to learn to train the mind to focus on the moment. Inhaling and exhaling. And then let that go and just let yourself really tune into all the sounds around you. Maybe you hear voices or traffic or birds, kids screaming or laughing, or a TV on in another room. Just tuning into all of it, like raising the antenna of your awareness and your observer. And you can notice everything that's going on without having to interact with it. None of it's really that important unless you make it so, or unless you expect it to be quiet when you meditate, or you're attached to it being a certain way, and then you're going to start to suffer, I promise. So just let it be what it is. Then bring your awareness down into your feet and your legs. Just feel your feet are grounded and your legs are heavy. And then move into your hips and your torso. And let yourself soften all the muscles from the inside out, as if you're releasing into your skin suit and letting your skin hold everything together, your muscles and your bones. Let your spine lengthen up out of the crown of your head, your chin lowering slightly, and your jaw soften, making some space between your teeth. Let your eyes roll down and forward, and notice how your face softens. You can even feel your scalp, your hair, all the little hair follicles. really wherever you point your attention, you can become acutely aware of and in tune with. Just begin to tune into your thoughts for a moment, really just letting your mind wander and see where it goes. Does it immediately go to the narrative of what's wrong? Or does it go to the narrative of what's right? And now notice how that makes you feel. Do you feel a sense of sadness or happiness? Excitement? Anticipation? Or maybe even fear? It's really those underlying emotions that are driving the thoughts as to whether or not you're going to focus on what's wrong or you're going to focus on what's right. And then just breathe deeply into the way that feels. Just a willingness to hold it for a moment and even say to yourself, this feeling feels like this, and breathe into it. And as you exhale, imagine letting it go. And as you breathe in, you're bringing in fresh, clean, open space. And as you breathe out, you're releasing, surrendering, and letting go. And then reconnect with the body, the way you're sitting, the way your skin feels and the air on your skin. Reconnect with the breath. Maybe even label it once or twice. Just to get grounded again in the present moment. And notice what this present moment, devoid of all of the deviations of the mind, feels like. Do you feel free? Relaxed? When you're just able to sit and be. You'll continue to practice, and I'll check in with you in just a few moments. So notice where your thinking has taken you. Which way have you wandered? Which road, which narrative have you gone down? What's wrong? What's right? Do you have attachments or expectations about something that's just not working out in your favor? And again, you notice how that makes you feel, and you breathe that in. And you remind yourself as you breathe out, this feeling just feels like this a couple of times. And you remember that each inhale is a clean, new slate, and each exhale an opportunity to release and let go and just float. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. And today we're meditating on the two narratives of life, the what's wrong and the what's right. So just tuning into your body, tuning into the breath as it goes in and out of the nose, and noticing if you have any thoughts of attachment, expectation, resentment, regret, planning, future, past, whatever it is, notice that there's a feeling that goes with it underneath. And you can just breathe and say to yourself, okay, this feeling feels like this. And I can breathe in a fresh new moment. And I can breathe out and practice letting go. And feel the freedom that resides inside of that. begin to deepen your breath, tuning back into the body if your mind has wandered, softening and lengthening and opening, feeling the temperature and the sensations, the skin and the bones and the flesh, the aliveness of this moment. Feel the delicate nature of breath as it flows in and out through the nose, and how the mind feels at rest compared to how it feels when it's making up stories. And then let your breath move into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up the back and exhale down the front of the body. Nice. Two more times. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front of the body. And in this way, as you complete your practice, you seal in that relationship to your natural ability to float in the present moment and the unnatural conditioned ability to lean into what's wrong or what's right and to make up stories and to cause yourself suffering and unhappiness. And know that you can always return to your center, to the breath, to the body, and to letting go. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. Give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, classes, and more. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.